We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is away this week. Plenty of changes are in store for Congress in the coming months. Republicans taking control of the House, a new speaker, and a generational shift in Democratic leadership all lay the groundwork for what could be a very chaotic term.
To discuss further, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bob Schrum, director of the Center for the Political Future and a professor of political science at USC Dornsife. Thank you so much for your time.
Glad to be here.
What do you expect to be the most dramatic shift in the new Congress?
Well, if you listen to a lot of the Republicans, especially the MAGA Republicans, they're talking about launching investigations of everything in sight. And you had Kevin McCarthy at the border saying he wants to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security. You have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying they want to impeach the president. I think if the Republican Party goes down this road, yes, it will be chaotic, but it will be disastrous for them in 2024. They did not run on this. They ran on inflation. They claimed that they had a series of steps they could take that would help to control that inflation. We saw this movie before when they tried to impeach, and they did impeach. They couldn't convict President Clinton, and they paid a very heavy price in the 1998 midterms. So I think this is this is something I'm looking for. The only thing that might stop it is that there are a number of members of the Republican caucus who come from districts that voted for Joe Biden. The kind of Congress that the MAGA folks want to conduct, with endless investigations, insinuations, not doing much of anything, holding the debt limit hostage, shutting down the government, that's not the way for those folks to get reelected, and they may resist it. McCarthy's majority is so narrow that he has to be careful what he does.
I saw a tweet earlier this week from Ari Fleischer, the former Bush spokesman at the White House, a Republican, who said, free advice to Republicans, stay away from the Hunter Biden investigation. So apparently he agrees with you.
Yeah, well, you know, he and I don't agree on much, but I'm just talking about this from an analytical point of view, and I think he is too. I'm sure he doesn't particularly like the president, doesn't particularly like Hunter Biden, but he understands what the political stakes are here.
You know, you mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene, who'd won re-election, and I want to bring in the Twitter factor, because Elon Musk has now reinstated the accounts of Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we are already getting a taste of what the next 2 years might be like with the re-election of Marjorie Taylor Greene, tweeting at Senator Scott Wiener, our own senator, calling him a communist groomer. A groomer is considered an anti-LGBTQ hate word, and obviously this comes at a very terrible time when we had that mass shooting at the gay nightclub in Colorado. Do you think race is going to be, and hate speech is going to be dominant during the next 2 years, especially given the fact that they've been reinstated on Twitter?
Well, Elon Musk seems to be licensing it, enabling it, and, you know, you see tweets today like from Jenna Ellis, who's been a lawyer for former President Trump, who says all the people who were shot at that nightclub in Colorado Springs are burning in hell. I mean, this is the kind of narrow bigotry, the kind of hate that I think has done so much damage to our politics. Also, by the way, the message of the voters on Election Day in this midterm was they don't like this stuff. And I think, once again, if you go down this road, you pay a price for it.
Let's talk about Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. He said, you said, that it has a narrow margin there. You think he can hold on to the job?
That's not clear yet. I would guess that in the end, He will get 218 votes, but right now he doesn't have them. And that means that he also could at any time be subject to a number of people in his caucus revolting. I've seen suggestions that Democrats ought to get together with some Republicans and elect a different Republican as Speaker of the House. But he is plotting a course that I think will take the Republicans from the narrow majority they have to being back in the minority again.
This is all doom and gloom for the next 2 years, what we've been talking about. Are there any bright spots? I mean, let's talk about both parties. Will they be able to find bipartisan legislation that can be voted on and sent to the White House?
Well, again, that depends to a certain extent on McCarthy, because he will control, if he's Speaker, access to the floor, what legislation gets to the floor. I think there is a basis for bipartisan action. I think, and we saw that with the CHIPS bill, we saw it with the infrastructure bill. I think President Biden will try and do it. It is not clear to me that he will get any cooperation from House Republicans. I think he will get cooperation from some Senate Republicans, and in fact, we just witnessed the Senate moving forward a bill that will protect both marriage equality for both LGBTQ people and for people of different races, and that required Republican votes. So there's some basis for it. Now, you said it's all doom and gloom. I don't think it is. I think that right now it looks like inflation is beginning to abate. It looks like instead of a recession, we will probably have what the Federal Reserve Board calls a soft landing, that we may continue with relatively low unemployment, and that under this administration, we may continue to create a record number of jobs. If all of that happens and the president is healthy and he runs for re-election, I think Republicans are going to have a hard time making their case.
Well, thank you so much to our guest, Bob Schrum, director of the Center for the Political Future and professor of political science at USC. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.